trying to install and instill in you some respect and a little distance from the year 2011 as we move forward into 2012. Next Monday will be a big celebration. The New Year's show will be on Monday. This is the sort of put things back a little bit. Jennifer Horn and I are here. Richie's off today. Jennifer is doing a good job of being my one and only, because Roberta's not going to be here either.
I'm your wingman.
Yes, you are. We do have some Queen of Cheap items, Freebie Friday material, that'll be good for you. You want to check it out at the Queen of Cheap box. There are a lot of things that are there that'll help you through this weekend, perhaps, depending on what you're going to purchase. Lots of Freebie Friday fun stuff at DougStefan.com and the Queen of Cheap box. So here's the story. Here's where we are today. For all of those of you who have not been around, thank you for joining us. Now is the time for you to come to the aid of your fellow American. We have been looking back at the deaths of this past year, and most of the deaths, frankly, have been celebratory. Mm-hmm. At least the news media not covering the D.C. madam and all the hoopla about bin Laden and that sort of thing. And I just asked you to be reflective a moment or two about people who have left your circle who you loved. And I will tell you that people say, we never called ourselves X. She never referred to me as her
former wife.
Ex-husband. I never called her my ex-wife. I don't know why or how that got started, because when we divorced 32 years ago, we were respectful of one another. We just kind of knew, even in our state of naivete, that it wasn't a good thing for us to be married, but the children were our priority. And I think, frankly, that the children show that they had good parents. As a matter of fact, Brendan will be happy to tell you anytime that he thinks his life would have been miserable if the two of us had stayed together.
That's how I feel, too, about my parents. Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Because you just know some people aren't meant to be together.
Right. Well, we were meant to be together, if you believe in past lives.
When you were supposed to be,
a friend of mine yesterday was talking about the past lives that Tony and I have had, and we've had tons of them. But not good as husband and wife, but great as friends, and not romantic friends, just people who loved and... Actually, I was listening, yesterday. You know how every once in a while in your phone, the phone bank, you have messages that you've saved or whatever. And I have messages from my children, and I have messages from Tony. And one of them came up yesterday, and I was thinking I'd hit the delete button because I don't want to listen to her voice anymore. And then I thought,
you should save
it. No, I mean, that's her voice.
Yeah. It's funny how that, I mean, we have a Christmas ornament with my grandparents' voice on it.
Yeah.
And the first few times you listen to it, it hurts like heck. But you know what? I'm so thankful that we have that now, because every year at Christmas, I know I'm going to get to hear their voice. And you know, as time moves on, you kind of forget it a little bit. So it's nice.
Yeah.
You should keep it.
Yeah.
It's my advice to you, sir.
It was her singing happy birthday to me.
Oh, yeah. You got to keep it. Definitely.
Okay.
You okay?
Yep.
It's that time of year. That's why people drink too much champagne.
Or something else.
Or something stronger.
Our poll today, will you stay up until midnight on New Year's Eve, which is tomorrow? A, yes, I'll be there at the party all night. B, yes, I'll be up on a date. C, I'll be watching Dick Clark. Dick Clark's made it into the poll 3 days in a row.
I know. He's famous.
Yeah. Yesterday's poll... And I think we asked this on Facebook as well, Jennifer. Maybe you'll give us an update of what people are, how people are responding to the question about who you're sorry is gone as a result of the end of the year and who you're not sorry to see gone.
No, that wasn't yesterday. Yesterday was
today. Oh, today. We put that update. Yeah,
we have no updates yet on that, but I will tell you we have some updates on what people are doing to celebrate New Year's.
Yes, and those things are.
And Becky Jo said that she's going to be listening to her neighbors set off fireworks until the wee hours. She must live in my neighborhood, I think. Yeah. Ramona says, our big fire and ice show at Town Square with lots of ice sculptures and fireworks and carnival, all the free sparklers you can hold in your paw. That sounds like a lot of fun. And they give black eyed peas out for good luck, which is very cool.
Yeah.
Tom Betts says that he's going to bed before midnight. New Year's Eve is nothing special. January 1st is just another day in the scheme of things. Bah, humbug. Vicky Snyder says, movie, dinner, and then home. Tony Salas is a quiet night with his wonderful wife. Monica says three couples meet at one home for dinner, then on to a clubhouse party. Live band, dancing, open bar, party hats, the works. That sounds like fun. Terry Bird says, sleeping as usual. Janet Matson says, sleeping. Michael Powers is cooking a prime rib for me and the dog. Tim Owen said, wishing that he'd already won the lottery so that he didn't have to go to work on the 3rd. Other than that, he'll be counting his blessings to be alive and kicking.
Yeah. By the way, next Monday is another one of those half apple holidays.
The holiday, yeah.
Yeah, because holiday on Sunday is celebrated Monday. There'll be no mail. Yeah. But there, you know, and some people work, some people won't. It won't be as rigid as was last Monday when there a lot of stores were open, but not many businesses other than stores. All right, so what else, Jen?
All right, and then Gary Kaut says he's going to be celebrating his 15th anniversary on the 1st. That's cool. Happy anniversary.
Yeah,
Jada said she's staying home. Jason said he's drinking rum and eating saltwater taffy. And Tom Connolly said he's having a party at your house. Except I don't know if you're going to be there or not.
I'll be there, but help yourself, Tommy. Add your new comments to the Facebook.com site of Good Day Show. We'd love to hear from you, get to know you better in the new year. One of the things that we're advising about as we prepare, and this will come up over and over again, I guarantee it, the so-called SOPA Act, Stop Online Piracy Act. There is a massive boycott brewing because this law, where this has been tucked away. Nobody has talked about this. We haven't heard anything about this. No, you haven't heard anybody anywhere really talking about this. But what it does, it's a proposal to put the government and big business together to take down sites that put things up that they deem inappropriate. Whether it's piracy of some, you know, kind of, excuse me, some kind of copyrighted material, that kind of stuff. You know,
and
what?
At its truest form, okay, but what are they going to deem to be inappropriate? And now, who are the they that will be deeming it, that
right.
stuff
inappropriate? So here's another expansion on that, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. I was talking about the two, there are two, well, there's a senator and a congressman that have been targeted by those who are supporting this. And then there's the chairman of the Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee, Jay Rockefeller, who says he's worried about the large expansion of Internet domain names. Can somebody help me out and explain what that means? He said, quote, I'm concerned this expansion of generic top-level domains, if it proceeds as planned, will have an adverse consequence for American consumers, companies, and nonprofits that use the Internet. I am now asking this is to the Secretary of Commerce, that you work with your counterparts to ensure that the plan to expand top-level domains is implemented in a cautious, limited manner. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
What does that mean? 800-510-8255. I read that as a veiled threat. That's how I read it. Web domain expansion. We ought to be able to expand as much as possible. Isn't there a move afoot to have another internet, like Internet 2?
So I heard something about that.
Been going on. That discussion has been going on for a year or so,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it has been. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I want the government completely out of anything that has anything to do with the internet. Completely. It needs to be the Wild West. Everything happens as it will.
Now, what about, just to play devil's advocate, what about identity fraud? Do you think they should get involved?
Identity fraud is not the using, it's not, that's not the setting up and using of the internet, that's the abuse of the internet. And so it becomes, there's a fine line there, Jennifer. It's a good question. Is there, I have had my identity co-opted, have you?
I did, but I caught it right away. But, you know, my cousin has not only had her information stolen online, but she just was the victim of the gas station fraud, you know, when they put the code reader in that was last week.
All so right. so what? How has that been handled by whatever authorities, the bank or the store? How has that been handled? Did they need the government or did they handle it themselves?
The bank seemed to handle it for her and for me by themselves. I don't know if they reported it. I know I did get a letter, a legal letter, saying that the bank recognized I was a victim of fraud and they gave me this amount of money back and they had to let me know. So I don't know if they submit that
somewhere.
So you didn't
need the government, or is there a law that says the use of this information on the internet is protected by some government, I don't know, what's the consequence, whatever government bureau or bureaucracy there is, that's a sticky wicket, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know. I haven't known don't have an answer. 800-510-8255 if you do. Coming up, the top story, the number one story of the year from the world of television. In the next half hour, Jennifer is going to give you a review of TV, what's going on this weekend, and that number one story. It's 18 after the hour on the Good Day program for Friday.
I drink Emergen-C to support my immune system whenever I go snowboarding.
Why, I'll bet all those B and C vitamins allowed you to combine a McTwist bacon with a 720 flip. Catch a hottie who fell from the chairlift, then rush to save a St. Bernard from the crushing wave of an avalanche. Am I lying?
I did snowboard all day long and scored a few phone numbers.
Now we're talking. Emergen-C, the fizzy, fruity drink mixed with 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and energizing B vitamins to help you accomplish more. Get a free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C, feel the good.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword-protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword-protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-799. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry,
I'm a hugger. Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
You may have heard the story about the 5 busloads of students who stopped in Nevada en route to a ski trip. Given a break yesterday, police let them go in exchange for turning over their marijuana and alcohol that was stashed on the bus.
Huh. Kids.
Hey. Happy New Year!
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Just inferring from the tone in your voice that there is something wrong with me practicing yoga. It makes me at peace, at ease. I'm easier to work with, as you can tell. I'm much milder, much friendlier, much happier.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Real men do yoga. Yes, that is true. Real men do yoga.
Be forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot in days of old anxiety? In In days of old anxiety.
How are you doing? You okay?
Yes.
Everybody all right?
I actually am one of the few, I think, that really likes this song.
Chris Isaak and his version of Old Lang Syne, 25 after the hour, the Doug Steffen, would you say, Michael? Well, thank you.
Huh?
Whisper through sweet nothings. Or
I
nothing,
know. We want to know. Share with
yeah.
the class.
Jennifer Horn is here. Doug Steffen, no. Richie, no. Roberta, it's okay. We'll end the year on a bang with a boost.
On
We're talking about the things online that are problems for people and where it's going next year. There's going to be more access to your records as a medical patient.
Hmm.
And the public is tepid in its reaction to that. How do you feel, Jennifer, about knowing that the government wants to have more? This is part of the new government healthcare thing.
Yeah, because they want to know, so they know what they're getting into.
Right. So online, somebody could Google you, Jennifer Horn, and online, among other things they can find out about you, is whether or not you've had a heart attack, whether you've been treated for this disease or that disease. I mean, I can't
see,
even begin
I think
to
this ultimately gives way too much control to the drug companies because it's good. They're going to sell all of your information. It's it's not going to be fair. I mean, already the health industry has the government in its back pocket, essentially. So I think this just adds to it if they know more information about us. And I don't know. When it comes to health, I think that's really private.
It's what
I
they
really
call
do.
Privileged information. Mm-hmm. Privileged information. And it ought not to be something you can get online. 80% of Americans say the information ought not to be public, although there are a lot of people who think that this is good because you can somehow or other take charge of your own health care. But you don't have records, you got to go online to find your own records. What's
I think
that
if you want to opt into it, that's fine. If you want to have your information out there, that's okay. Yeah. But, you know, there are a lot of people that don't want to share whatever they have.
And I'm one of them, and you probably are another one of them. All right, so there's another item of interest that we will follow in the new year. 800-510-8255. Okay, time for a 2020 info quiz.
Ooh,
ready?
I'm ready.
This is information. Starting with the weather this weekend, not as bad as it was last weekend for holiday travel. I don't see any big, I'm kind of looking at a map here of the country. I don't see any big snowstorms that may get in the way of travel on the interstates or whatever. But it brought me around to thinking about snow and snowflakes.
Ooh, okay.
snowflakes. Do you know, Jennifer, you can't answer this question. I'm asking the audience. For a swell prize, how many sides there are to the usual snowflake?
I cut them out, so I know.
800-510-8255. How many sides are there? What can you tell us about a snowflake? And what the information starts with, how many sides there are to a snowflake. It's a very interesting, almost
a question.
Mystery. No, it really isn't. You think it is? Why
no.
do you think it's a trick question?
Because most people would assume that no two snowflakes are the same.
Well, they aren't.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that they don't have...
But their sides are the same.
Yeah, they are the side. Most of the snowflakes that are created in the conversion from water to this crystal, and that's what it is, they all... Did you ever pick up a handful of snow? A snowball. All right, let's say you're making a snowball, mm-hmm. and you're getting ready to throw it. How many of you have ever actually looked at the snowflakes? Usually you can't take them apart. It's not like you can hold one in your hand, because as soon as you get your hand, it's going to melt.
Right.
Right.
Or as soon as it hits the ground, it kind of all just forms together.
Right. It all looks like one big blob of white. But in fact, it's kind of like our bodies. We have these individual cells. The structure of our body is built one cell at a time, different cells for different things. And snow is basically the same thing. It is crystallized water. And kind of going back to my premise of how everything in our world is so uniquely put together that it's amazing that we have uniformity in something like a snowflake with all of the hundreds of jillion, trillion, billion snowflakes that fall every year, that somehow or other something involved in the creation of this has given it shape and form. It is fantabulous, fabulous, and hard to imagine that the universe has this much uniqueness to it. But anyway, it does. So you tell us how many sides you think the average snowflake has, and you'll be ahead of the game. We'll talk about that in television coming up here on Good Day. 800-510-8255. Follow us on Facebook.com. Good Day Show. It's half past the hour.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
It's 33 after the hour now. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. As I said, we have a lot of television news. We're going to cover the top story. What do you think the top television story of the year is? 800-510-8255. What's the big in your mind if you're a television fan? I can't claim to be I'm not a real expert when it comes to television. There are four or five shows that I like to watch, but I don't watch them with the regularity that I did at 24. I would change my plane schedule to make sure.
For 24, I know.
Yeah, right.
Hey, he's coming back, though. That show Touch is starting up in January on Fox.
Right.
Kiefer's
exactly.
Back on TV. I think there's
Chloe's not there with him, though.
No, but there's a movie coming. But I think there's two big stories. I think one involves a show. Two big stories. I think one involves a show and one involves a personality.
Okay. Fair enough. 800-510-8255. What do you think the big television story of the year is? We're talking about snow, the snowy Christmas that some parts of our country had. It wasn't really, we didn't have a lot of snow everywhere, though.
I've heard in the western part of the whole country is without snow. Colorado and everywhere.
They had a lot last week, but it got warm. As a matter of fact, it's pretty warm. It was warm in Chicago yesterday, and that warmth is moving across toward the east. It was in the 30s yesterday on the farm, I know that, but supposed to be in the 40s this weekend. So that's good and bad. You know, if we don't have a really good, hard, cold snap that lasts 10 days to 2 weeks, a lot of the bugs that are in the ground don't get killed, and so they come back again with a vengeance like ticks. If you have a real hard, cold spell that lasts a couple of weeks, it gets rid of the ticks for the most part. They have to start over again. And lots of other things that are in or near the ground. But if a lot of fly larvae, for example, there wouldn't be as many flies if they have a good cold. But if it's only, 20s, it needs to be below zero for a week or two in order for all that stuff to go away. Otherwise, they come back with a vengeance in the springtime. I don't know if you knew that or not, but lessons from the farm. Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program with Doug Steffen. Richie's off today, as is Roberta. But we do have lots of time for a lot of television information stories, the big stories of the year. Meanwhile, let's find out how many we've been talking about science, trying to explain snowflakes. And we started by asking, how many sides do most snowflakes have? Logan in Lynchburg, Virginia, thanks for listening. Happy New Year, Logan. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, thanks for asking. What do you think the right number is?
Would it be five?
It would not be five. How much snow is on the ground in Virginia? Not much. There's no snow down there, is it?
Absolutely zero.
No. What's the temperature there today?
Right now it's 35.
35. It'll get up to what, 45, 50 today?
Yeah, that'll disappoint.
Not bad.
Yeah, well, at this time of year, Virginia doesn't usually get that cold anyway, right?
Usually not. Middle
of February, you can start planning things. See, the good thing about where we are now, we start with fresh beginnings. This weekend starts everything anew. We start thinking, I know I order my seeds from the seed catalogs over the next. And that's a really great way to get yourself into, okay, it's not that long until we have good weather again. Logan, thank you for trying. I hope you have a great new year. Appreciate you listening to Good Day. Mary in Oregon, how many sides to the average snowflake?
I'm going to say eight.
8 is not the right number. Thank you for trying. Janet in New York, Cobleskill, what number do you think is correct?
Well, I don't know how anybody could tell, but I have a crocheted snowflake on my Christmas tree, and it's got 12 sides to it.
Really?
Yeah.
And where did that inspiration come from? Did you make that, or did you take it from a pattern?
That person gave it to me as a gift.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's not the right answer.
No. Okay.
How's
they
the
must
weather?
Have just made it look pretty.
What's it like? You're in the Albany area,
well,
so what's
weather? We got a little coating of snow this morning.
Did you?
Just enough. That's all I want. Don't want any more, but it's just a nice coating.
Yeah, you got to be careful of the driving. You're going around on Interstate 20, Interstate 88. Route 7 and all those areas
right.
up there. Yeah,
right,
up
right.
and down those hills can be a sleigh ride if there's a little bit of black ice on the snow, on the roads.
That's true, and I don't go out when it's bad weather.
All right, well,
because
you stay home.
Because I'm retired, so I don't have to go out.
Listen to me, and you'll be all, your life will be perfect. Listen
every day,
to Jennifer
Doug, every day.
Perfect, thank
I
you.
I love you.
Thank you,
aww.
I love you too. Happy New Year. 800-510-8255. John is in Vicksburg, Mississippi, listening to Good Day. Hi, John, welcome.
Hi, Doug, morning.
Morning to you. How many sides does the usual snowflake have?
I believe that would be 6.
How did you find that out, or how do you know that? Because that's the right answer.
She told us that we cut them out of children, and we live in Mississippi, and we never see snow, so I had to take her word for it.
Who's she?
That's me.
Jennifer.
Oh, Jennifer. What did you say, Jennifer?
All I said is I used to cut them out as a kid. That's how I know how many sides a snowflake has.
All right, and you did the same thing, John?
Yes, sir.
You cut them out.
And we never had them either, so how sad. But you know what, John? We're okay because we know. These people with snow, they don't know.
That's right.
I'm visualizing this. We had folded paper and scissors.
Yeah.
And we would cut. I bet a lot of kids are still doing that, you think?
You know, it's really cute. Someone I know decorated their house with cutout snowflakes. Really cheap way to decorate for the holidays, and it looked really cute.
I have some I don't put up a Christmas tree, but I have the box full of all the things that we used to put on the trees. And matter of fact, this will send me into the bucket again. Tony would put up the tree out here in California, and she asked me to bring all the snowflakes that the kids cut out that we used to hang on the tree in Framingham, and I did. I don't know where all that stuff is now. I have boxes all over my house of things, Christmas things included, so I probably ought to dig around in there. I would
save that for your grandkids.
Don't want to lose them. Right, exactly. So you are right. Are you fascinated, John, or you think I'm the only cuckamonga who thinks this is the whole idea of the order in the universe down to the uniqueness? All of this, every snowflake that's ever been created is different, except most of them. It's like a four-leaf clover. Most clover is 3, but you have every once in a while a four-leaf clover. Most of the snowflakes are 6. Once in a while, you have a 7 or a 5. And studying snowflakes is not exactly like you're going to get a Ph.D. in snowflakes. The colder, once it gets under 25 degrees, apparently, the snow and the ice and the stuff that makes up the flake are more easily formed. And that's why when you get heavy snow, when the temperature is in the 30s and the snow is wet and heavy, the snowflakes are not as unique because they're just like blobs because there's so much water still in them. But the colder it gets, the drier it gets, apparently, according to some research the National Science Teachers Association has a treatise on this, and they've been studying it for 75 years. God love them. And snowflakes sometimes are different depending on where they fall in the world. They all have 6 sides, but depending on where they fall and what the atmosphere is like. I remember when we had acid rain when we were kids. Does everybody remember acid rain?
I remember hearing that you're not supposed to lick the raindrops.
John, do you remember, did you have acid rain in Mississippi?
I don't think so, Doug.
Didn't you?
I don't
all right. Well,
clean
we had
there.
A, well, maybe there's not as much industry. Wherever there was industry, you're all worried about acid rain and acid snow. Yeah, not so much now. Anyway, the best snow is the fluffy snow, isn't it? How much time do you spend making snowballs, John, as an adult?
Doug, I've made snowballs twice in my whole life.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
On what occasion?
Usually in late January or February.
Yeah, but you said only twice in your life, so you must have, were you a kid when you were making snowballs?
Actually, back in 91, and, well, don't get me to going back any farther than that, because I can't remember.
All right, so he only remembers
I'm impressed you remember the year that you made a snowball.
I am, too.
Well,
all right, hold on a minute, John. We're going to give you, I'm not sure what we have, whether we've got some Doug Steffen paraphernalia or Food Supply Depot food, but we'll take good care of you. We hope you have a wonderful new year. Thank you.
You too, Doug. Happy
all right,
new
thanks.
Year, everybody.
Happy new
hold
year.
Hold on just a second. And Michael or Peter will take care of you. 800-510-8255. Okay, now there are lines available if you want to take a shot at what you think the big television story of the year is. Jennifer says there's one about a show and there's one about a star.
Yeah.
So what do you think they are? 800-510-8255 as we sort of peruse some of the headlines from various categories as we are at the end of the year. It's 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Looking for a beauty boost to help add the finishing touches to your look this holiday season? Editor-in-chief of BeautyBlitz.com, Polly Blitzer.
Nothing says holiday more than one coat of red lipstick. And if you're going to wear that red lipstick, it's more important than ever to make sure your smile is white and dazzling.
Blitzer says she loves using the award-winning Crest 3D White to make her smile shine.
It can be confusing to know which products to choose and which ones will really transform your smile. Start with Crest 3D White Professional Effects White Strips, because the secret to a brilliantly whiter smile is definitely in the strip. These white strips provide the whitening power you would expect from a dentist and actually get below the enamel surface to remove up to 14 years of deeply set in stain. Help maintain your newly white smile with the Crest 3D White Vivid Toothpaste, which contains a patented dual silica system that helps to gently polish away any surface stains.
Blitzer says, why wait a week when you can get results in just one day when you use these products along with the rest of the 3D White collection? This holiday season, transform your look and your smile and watch heads turn.
GEICO makes it so simple to save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. But why stop there? GEICO finds every possible way to save you even more money. Good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, even good student discounts. And don't forget our Looking Fine discount, a discount for all the attractive folk like yourselves. Okay, there's not really a Looking Fine discount, just seeing if you're paying attention. It's not a bad idea, though.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255 on Good Day, Jennifer and Doug. What do you know about Apple moving forward with plans to produce television shows?
Mm-hmm.
They want to sort of create a wireless streaming technology to allow you to use your iPhone and your iPad to watch television.
What's going to happen, Doug? Cable companies are scared about this. And, you know, I work closely with a lot of cable companies. And they are nervous because internet providers like Hulu or Prospect Park was one of the big ones that didn't pan out, but that was one of the big ones this year. And Apple TV are looking at creating original programming so that they are able to offer people exclusive stuff with their service.
Yeah.
DirecTV does this a little bit where they took Friday Night Lights and they were offering that show early to their customers, so DirecTV customers got to see that before Time Warner or Comcast customers. So it's a challenge, and I wouldn't be surprised to see Comcast and Time Warner and the big MSOs start offering their own original content, especially since they own a lot of the networks and channels out there.
Wow. All right. So that's interesting information from Jennifer, who does have a lot of expertise in this area. That's why she does our television report. Okay. So let's get to the big stories of the year. One has to do with a person. One has to do with a show. Shall we start with the show first, or do you want to start with a person first?
Start with the show first.
All right. Help yourself.
All right. So I think that the biggest story of the year, show and genre-wise, is the slow death of the soap opera. That was a big story this year. ABC canceled All My Children, and they're canceling One Life to Live. It'll be over this month. And what made it even bigger is what I just alluded to. Prospect Park said that they were going to take the shows online, and that was really going to be the first foray into that, taking a mainstream show and making it available only as online content. Now, it hasn't panned out yet, but you never know down the road if that's going to be the genre that'll bring people to online TV viewing. So that was a big story this year.
Yeah, wow, okay. So the big personality story of the year, duh.
Winning.
All right, so let's listen.
It has to be Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, let's listen to Charlie Sheen from back in February talking to on ESPN to Dan Patrick.
How'd you lose your voice?
Well, I went back to work, and, I was banging on the stage door. Hello? Where's everybody? And I don't know what happened. I guess they're closed.
They won't let you back in?
Nobody told me. Nobody told me. I just figured, you know, I'm supposed to go back to work because I'm ready.
Wait, you're on hiatus.
No, we're on forced hiatus. They said, you get ready, we'll get ready. And I got ready, I went back. Nobody's there. I don't know what to tell you then. Nobody's there.
Yeah. Well, wait, how do they tell you? You're the star of Two and a Half Men. So do you? Who decides when you get to? You can't do One and a Half Men.
No. And that was clearly revealed when they had to bring me back this year, you know. I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm just, I'm here and I'm ready. They're not. Bring it, you know.
When are you scheduled to start shooting again?
I believe August of 2014 at this pace. I don't know. It's supposed to be like the 28th or...
All right. Hmm. So back in March, Gail King, Oprah's friend, talked on her program to Christina Wozniak, who is the founder of Full Circle Interventions, about the unraveling of Sheen and how CBS actually did him a favor.
So when you heard his latest rant, what did you think?
You know, my thoughts were the details of that 18-minute long rant are less significant compared to the overall picture. And the overall picture, in my opinion, is what we are witnessing is the unraveling of a man, which I find very sad. It's very sad to witness. And you know,
you said that there are really only three outcomes to this kind of scenario. What are they, in your opinion?
Jails, institutions, and death. You know, left untreated, this is where addicts and alcoholics end up. We land in jails, institutions, or unfortunately, we die. You know, addiction is a fatal and chronic illness. So
you know what is so interesting to me, Christina, is that Charlie so clearly does not think he has a problem.
But I can't use the word sober because that's a term from those people, and I have cleansed myself. I closed my eyes, and it's a nanosecond I cured myself from this ridiculous model of disease and addiction and obsession.
Yes, it's mind-boggling to me that he thinks I'm cured, that I'm really fine, I'm ready to get back to work. What do you say?
I think it's really sad. It's such a sad state of affairs, and I guess I'm one of those people that he would, you know, consider looking at addiction as a disease. And, you know, any time a client says to me that they're cured, it always, you know, raises red flags for me because there is no cure for addiction. It can be arrested or it can go into remission, if that makes sense, but it cannot be cured.
And realistically, it takes more than the time that he's given it, does it not?
Gail, absolutely. It takes, you know, recovering from an addiction is in so many ways rebuilding of a person. It's rebuilding of esteem. It's shifting a whole way of thinking and being in the world.
Do you think that CBS did the right thing?
Absolutely. I think CBS well might have saved his life.
All right. So the story of Charlie Sheen, the big story of the year in television, number one show on TV. I think you were talking about that yesterday for the
NCIS.
Quarter. NCIS. A lot of people watching football. A lot of people, the Two and a Half Men, speaking of Charlie Sheen, I think that was number three on the list, right?
Like it's had a total resurgence. It's a different show, but people like it, so.
Why do people watch Homeland? Have you
Homeland seen it? Homeland is, you know, I have not seen it, but I will tell you, my mom is so addicted to that show. She'll leave me no matter where we are. She'll say, I got to get home. Homeland's on. I mean, she is so obsessed with it, and I've heard a lot of people say the same thing, so I think I've got to catch up on it.
Well, there are big-time actors in it. One of the kids that was in Israel with me is on that show as well. But there
supposed
are a lot
to be
of
fantastic.
People. Mandy Patinkin is in it, I think, right? Claire Danes.
Yep.
Among others. So I have to check this out. Maybe a New Year's resolution in terms of television. Watch the new Kiefer Sutherland show and check out Homeland.
And check out my Twitter for all your New Year's Eve TV viewing.
There you go. 51 after on Good Day.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
After the hour, we have time for one of the important travel icons in our country. He's syndicated around the world at bestfares.com. You can take advantage of wonderful specials we have at DougStephan.com. It's one of the reasons that you go there every week, hopefully, or you go every day. But every week, Tom posts, just for Good Day listeners, special travel bargains. If you go to Good Day, or you can either go to Good Day, but DougStephan.com is the official name of the website. You go to the contributors box, click on Tom's picture, and it'll bring you into what the special deals are. And we'll talk about some of those. But first, let's talk about some of the new rules in the new year that will affect flyers, frequent flyers, one-time flyers. Everybody's going to have access to information that we didn't have before, right?
Yeah. Well, this one should have gone into effect in August this last year, and the airlines told the DOT they couldn't make it, but I think they're hot to trot, if I use that word, to make this go into effect. I know we actually became compliant with that part of the DOT ruling. Bestfares.com did back in August, because we thought they were going to start fining you as much as $50,000, $60,000, $100,000, $200,000. The airlines just couldn't get their act together, and I'm still not sure if they're going to make it by this January 24th. But what's going to happen in the future, if I do a show with you and I tell you that Southwest is running a sale, like right now they have a $59 one-way airfare sale, so does AirTran. There might be cheaper fares, like $32 one-way from L.A. to Las Vegas, but they'll just say $59. In the future, Southwest, effective January 24th, Southwest, American, or any of those guys, cannot quote those prices to you without including what we call the airport security taxes or international landing fees. Those all must be included in that price when they do their sales. So Southwest would have to say, instead of $59, they'll have to say $69, because that's usually what it is for a one-stop, non-stop flight, and that would be what we'll see in the future. And then on a round trip, you have to put it multiple, and including all taxes and government fees. And give you an example, I did a show in St. Louis yesterday. The base fare to Barcelona is $81.
Whoa!
However, remember the small print?
Yep.
Now let me add the $440 in fuel surcharges. Let me add the landing fees, and the fare's still $650-something. But those, now, I mean, on our site, you see $81. But the fuel surcharge and all that makes it look like, you know, I'm trying to rip you off.
So everybody, yeah, right. So the government is requiring the airlines and travel people like you to tell the truth.
That's
the
right.
Whole
that
truth.
On the first
and
page.
Nothing but the truth.
On the first page, not yeah. 2 pages later or the third page or the fourth page like yeah. Spirit does.
Yeah.
And, or Allegiance, or some of the airlines.
Right, they charge you $10 for a seat, and then $50 for a bag, yeah. $100 for a glass of water, I mean, why? I say this all the time. Spirit Airline is a perfect example of an airline that has no reason for existing. It doesn't. Why would you bother?
Well, they stump sometimes because it'll still be cheaper. But you got to remember that just to carry on a bag, if you don't prepay, I mean, they're the only ones right now that does charge that here in America. Up to $45 above the, and that's a carry-on, not a check bag, a carry-on. So, but they're going to be able to actually skirt some of the new rules, especially that processing fee that they charge on their website of $17 each way, because you can go to the airport and they'll waive it for you. How many people are going to drive to the airport and waive it? They know that, so you got to deal with the human at the airport, and they'll waive the $34 per ticket. But the second thing that goes into effect, and this happens to a lot of folks I know, Doug's probably one of them, he calls up and says, I want to go from Boston to L.A. and I want to do it on this date. And then 5 hours later, we get a call from him. And if we booked it online or with an airline's website, we would not be able to make that change without charging him $150. Now the new rule says you can either hold the ticket up to 24 hours or you can pay for it. And then within that 24 hours, or actually it'll probably be by the day, sometime by midnight tomorrow, you can actually call. And we're not sure how this is going to happen still. I've talked to four or five different people. I think you're just going to have to call whoever you bought the ticket from or the airline and say, okay, I'm going to change my mind. I don't want to cancel. Give me 100% of my money back with no penalties, including the operator fee. So, but as long as you book it 7 days in advance, I mean, your trip is 7 days or more in advance, you'll qualify for that new rule.
All right, so be aware of the new rules for the new year. From the man about town, Tom Parsons is the editor and publisher of bestfares.com. Check out his website and some of the travel deals he has there for you through DougStephan.com. 59 past the hour on New Year's Eve.
Long range.